Navy SEAL Matt Bissonnette is on the top of the bestseller list now with his book, No Easy Day. He's one of the SEALs who killed Osama bin Laden. And in the book, there was this revelation. The SEALs team used Ambien to function. Bissonnette wrote, and I quote him, I popped two Ambien. My head was still cloudy from Ambien. It took me three times to get out. In his account, Bissonnette took at least six Ambiens between the time he left the United States for the raid and the return flight from Pakistan, which is less than a week later, always two at a time. Military psychiatrist Dr. Elspeth Ritchie is out front tonight. And Dr. Ritchie, I think a lot of people were surprised when they heard this. Let me just ask you this question. Does this surprise you? Is this that Ambien use seems to be so commonplace?
Ambien use is fairly commonplace, but in short dosages and short periods of time, it's often used both in the civilian world and the military to have people be able to sleep on the long plane rides so that when they get to where they're going, they are awake and refreshed and alert. The fact that apparently he was still groggy after taking the Ambien, that is a surprise because he should have taken it earlier, it should have worn off, and he should have been at full functioning.
He was saying, in fact, in his book, he said both he and the other SEALs were taking Ambien two at a time. You're not supposed to do that, according to the manufacturer. And he also said, specifically on this case, that the day he flew to Pakistan, he tried to get through a gate that was locked with a combination lock, and he had to re-enter the code three times because he was so groggy from the Ambien.
Well, Ambien is used for people to get to sleep. It wears off fairly quickly, but it will make you sleepy. Now, I don't know about the two at a time because Ambien comes in 5 milligrams and 10 milligrams, so I'm not sure how much he actually took. But it does sound like that he was taking it too close to the time that he needed to be able to function. Now, I'll tell you, it's always a challenge, and it's something the military wrestles with.
Right.
How do you get people to sleep across these time zones or when they get to a new place and have them be awake and refreshed when they get there? It's not easy. Any traveler can tell you that.
No.